So let's take a moment now and let's answer a really important question. What's the purpose of a relationship? Any relationship. Is there a universal purpose? Is there a universal reason? I mean, so often in life, we want things, but we forget what we want them for. I mean, have you ever said, I want a relationship? And then you got one and you thought to yourself, I don't want a relationship, right? Because you thought what you wanted was a relationship, but what you really wanted was something else. Maybe it was intimacy. Maybe it was love. Maybe it was sensuality. Maybe it was a connection of spirit. Maybe it was someone that would tease you, provide variety. Maybe it was a challenge. But what happens for most of us is we don't know what we're after. And so then we get disappointed when we don't achieve what we don't even know we want. So you got to get clear. What's the real purpose of a relationship, of all relationships? Some people say, well, to communicate. Other people say, well, to learn, to share, to know, you know, to understand, you know, to experience things. All those answers are accurate, but the real purpose of relationship, the purpose that feeds out of all the things we just described, is one simple thing. The purpose of a relationship is to magnify the human experience. Now, what do we mean by this? Well, think about it. How does it feel when you experience something on your own? It can be phenomenal. But why do you want to share that? Because in the sharing, not only do you get to experience it again, but there's a magnification, isn't there? I mean, when that other person gets excited, it gets you even more excited. Or when they get sad, you get even more sad. When there's that emotion that's shared, there's that synergy, there's that power. Where 1 + 1 doesn't just equal 2, there's a third power. There's something visceral. There's something ethereal that occurs when this connection happens between people and they share their emotion, their feelings, not just their ideas. See, it magnifies our experience of life. That's why we search for it. I mean, would you like to go to the ballpark for a sporting event with 4 people there or 100,000? You might say 4, I'd get a better seat. But I'm talking about from the feeling. When that person hits the ball and 3 people go, yay, woo, yay. Not quite the same as when you're in the middle of the Super Bowl or you're in the middle of the final game of the World Series or the middle of the NBA championship and Jordan steals the ball and everybody jumps to their feet and you hear the room screaming and shaking and every part of your body is vibrating and he scores and you go nuts and the city goes nuts. Why don't we all just go off and say, see you guys later, and then go, yeah, by ourselves later on? Because there's not as much power in that. The power is in the sharing. That's the power. Relationship is about sharing. And the quality of your relationships is in direct relationship to the amount. Look, that sounds interesting. The power of your relationship, direct relationship. But that's true. So I'm going to continue. The quality of your relationships is in direct proportion to the amount of yourself that you're able to share with someone. That's how you're able to relate. It's sharing. And the amount of that person's emotion and feeling and spirit that you're able to share with them. In other words, you got to listen. You got to hear them. You got to feel them. You got to experience them. It can't just be you doing a data dump to somebody else. That might feel good for a while, but it won't last. Community comes from relationship. I mean, if you look at the web, and people go on the web, and if it's a place you can go and just get stuff, that's nice. But it becomes a community when you know it's a place you can go give things. When both are happening, the give and take, when you can pitch and catch, now you got something because now there's a growth, there's an expansion, there's a magnification, there is life. That's what relationship's about. So if you're in a relationship and you're not able to share, you're not really in a relationship. If you're not able to care about someone else's sharing, you're not in a relationship, right? Or you're in a low-level relationship. You know, obviously different levels of quality, but not an extraordinary one, not the kind of one that a person who gets a program called Get the Edge wants to be in. And we talk about Get the Edge here. We talk about Get the Edge over someone in a relationship. If you have something over somebody, you're no longer in a sharing mode. You're in a controlling mode. That isn't a related state. That's not a relationship, right? When we're relating together and we're moving in a direction like that ship, we're related, moving the ship forward, right? We're experiencing that joy, and we're experiencing the happiness, and we're experiencing the pain, and we're experiencing learning. We're experiencing all of those human elements, all of those elements of the spirit. So we've got to do this. And I'll tell you, this is true just about anywhere. I was working the other day with Lou Pearlman. This guy's an amazing guy. I don't know if you know who he is, but he created all these boy bands, like NSYNC, if you're familiar with them, and the Backstreet Boys. You know, they sold more records in 1 week than any album in history. And he manufactured these groups, literally. He saw what people in our society relate to most. What's the music that moves them, that connects them? And what kind of people do they connect to most? And he put together a formula. But more importantly, he brought these kids together and put them in a house and lived with them and trained them not only how to sing and dance, but how to relate together, how to create harmony. He says the secret to these groups is five-part harmony. There's a level of emotion intensity that comes when you put these five voices together, different distinct voices, and they unify and they relate, that's able to move the spirit of people around the world. Even people think, it's manufactured, that music's predictable. Still moves people more than anybody else. He's brilliant. So he asked me to come down because they formed a new group. It's an all-male band called O-Town. So he asked me if I'd come down and work with these kids and help them to integrate all of their best abilities. And when I went down there, I had this conversation with these young men, and I said, listen, every one of you as an individual has achieved an immense amount just to get here. But you're never going to get where you want to go unless you learn to relate as one. The power is in the unity. The power is in your relatedness. And we gave them so many examples, and they really got it. And then what I did is I did a bunch of exercises, and I had them produce some emotion. I said, I want you to create some energy. Create some excitement in your body. And they looked at me like, what do I do? And then they began to do things physically with their body. And I said, double the intensity. Triple the intensity. I said, take it to the next level. Come on, whatever it takes. You know what they all did? They all got up and started high-fiving each other. They all started looking at each other, pointing at each other, interacting with each other, and doing it in unison. I didn't say do anything together. In order to get that higher level, we have to share. That's why when people talk about things like, the internet's going to isolate the world, keep us separate, most people are using the internet to connect. Or people say people never go to movies or concerts. I mean, it's totally absurd because even if we connect online, we want the visceral experience of being together. There's a certain amount of relatedness that comes from physical proximity with people. So what I'm trying to say to you is, if you want the most out of your life, if you want an extraordinary life, the edge comes in extraordinary emotion, extraordinary psychology, and that comes in your capacity to share with quality people at a deep level of relatedness on an ongoing basis that expands your ability to enjoy your life. Some of that relatedness will cause you to find a way to grow like you've never grown before, because someone can find a way to move your spirit and challenge you, and you can do the same for them. Some of it's going to create pain that makes you have to look at your life, which will make you grow. Some of it will give you the sense of contribution you've always been looking for. Some will stimulate you and give you a variety. Some will add certainty to your life. All the human needs can be met in this way. Now, you can meet these needs by yourself, but never at the same level of intensity. You have the potential to, but you won't.